Okay, folks, gather around. You know how much we love a good food mystery, right? But
Absolutely.
buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the curious case of missing Dutch treats in America.
Oh, this is a good one.
It is. And we had this this email come in a while back from a listener who was on just this epic quest for authentic Dutch food.
Right.
And it was so funny and so relatable. I mean, it was just this, tale of woe and, going down the international aisle and just like finding nothing.
Oh, yeah, the disappointment.
Yeah. And it got us thinking, like, why is it so hard to find these delicious Dutch goodies stateside?
Right. I mean, especially when you consider the Netherlands, they're actually like a global food exporting powerhouse.
Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're telling me the Netherlands is like up there with the big guys, like a major food exporter?
They're huge, actually, like second largest in the world just behind the United States.
No way, seriously.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's mind-blowing. I mean, I always think of like, windmills and tulips and wooden shoes, but I never really thought of them as like, a food empire.
Well, it makes sense when you think about it. They've got like, incredibly fertile land, and they've got a long history of agriculturous innovation.
Right.
And then plus their location is amazing, right there in Europe with easy access to like global shipping routes.
Yeah, that's true. They're like right in the middle of everything.
Exactly. And on top of that, they've really like honed their expertise in like logistics and food technology so they can like produce and distribute food on a massive scale very efficiently.
Okay, so they're like the overachievers of the food world,
You could say that.
which makes it even more puzzling why their supermarket aisles aren't taking over America.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, like, where's the Stroopwafel invasion I'm waiting
Well,
for?
it's interesting because our listener in their email, they were talking about how, they scoured these international
Oh,
aisles
yeah.
looking for Dutch goodies, and they kept coming up empty-handed.
It was like a quest for the lost Frikandel.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Frikandel, what is that exactly? I mean, the way they were describing it sounded like some sort of like delicious, meaty mystery.
Well, a frikandel is, it's kind of like a minced meat sausage, very popular in the Netherlands and Belgium.
Okay.
It's like their ultimate comfort food, typically deep fried, served with a dollop of mayo or curry ketchup.
Oh man, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Like perfect for like a late night snack or something.
Exactly.
Okay, so if these things are so popular in the Netherlands, why aren't they like readily available here? Is
Yeah.
there like some sort of secret society against deliciousness or something?
I don't think
I
so.
mean, because they even mentioned something about a meat embargo. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, it's not a full-on embargo, but importing meat products, especially processed ones, it does come with its own set of hurdles.
Okay.
The US has very strict regulations on food safety and processing
Makes
standards.
sense.
And so, for example, certain additives that are commonly used in European meat products might not even be approved here.
Oh, wow.
So that means additional testing inspections and potentially reformulating recipes just to comply with US regulations.
Wow. So it's not as simple as just like throwing some Frikandel on a boat and shipping them over here.
Not quite.
So it's a mountain of paperwork and logistical hoops to jump through,
Pretty much.
all that for a taste of Frikandel freedom.
Exactly.
But it makes sense when you think about it. Food safety is important.
Yeah,
We don't
absolutely.
want to be, eating mystery meat.
No.
So, okay, so regulations are part of the equation, but our listener, they also touched on something really interesting.
Okay.
The whole idea of curated selections, like what actually makes it onto those, those international aisle shelves.
Yeah, that's a really good point because you see, even though the Netherlands produces so much food, not everything is meant for export, especially when you're talking about these like more specialized niche
Yeah,
items.
that's true.
A lot of online retailers, they have limited space, so they're going to focus on products they think will have the broadest appeal.
Right, the things that are going to sell.
Exactly. And unfortunately, that can leave out some of the more unique or culturally specific items.
And leave some of us, heartbroken and Frikandel-less. I'm
Yeah.
telling you, I'm starting a Frikandel fan club. We're going to get these things over here.
I'm in.
All right. But on a more serious note, I think it's fascinating how, cultural differences really play into what we see on our supermarket shelves.
Absolutely.
I mean, think about it, even within the US, what's popular in one region might be totally foreign in another.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And now, imagine trying to bridge that gap across different countries with completely different culinary traditions.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. And our listener, they actually gave a perfect example of this. They
Okay.
were talking about Hagelslag.
Hagelslag.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
I mean, I've heard the word, but I'm not entirely sure what it is.
So it's basically like chocolate sprinkles, but you put them on bread for
Okay.
breakfast.
Wait, you're telling me the Dutch put chocolate sprinkles on bread for
It's a
breakfast?
beloved tradition.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. That's gonna take some mental gymnastics for me to wrap my head around.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you, right? Like, What we consider normal or delicious is so heavily shaped by the culture we grow up in.
Exactly. And those differences can be a real hurdle when you're trying to introduce a food from one culture to another.
Right.
Because sometimes it's not just about overcoming the logistical
The
challenges.
paperwork.
Yeah, it's also about bridging those cultural gaps in taste preferences and perceptions.
So, like, will America ever embrace the chocolate sprinkle sandwich? I don't know.
You're hard to
But
say.
hey, maybe one day.
You never
Maybe
know.
we'll launch a Hagelslag campaign right alongside our Frikadelle fan club.
There you go.
But, all jokes aside, I think this whole deep dive has really highlighted something important,
What's that?
It's easy to take for granted the food we have available to us.
Yeah.
But when you stop and think about the journey a food has to take to reach our plate,
Right.
all the regulations, the logistics, the cultural considerations, it's actually kind of mind-blowing.
It is.
I mean, it's a whole global network.
And sometimes the most frustrating searches, those lead to the most rewarding culinary discoveries.
That's a great point. And you know what? That's what we want to hear from you, dear listener.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your own, Frikandel frustration moment where
Yeah.
you were just like desperately searching for a taste of something unique?
Tell us about it.
Yeah, share your stories with us. We're always hungry for more. Until
Always.
next time, happy eating, everyone.
Bye.